It's estimated that almost 7,000 cars a day will pass through this roundabout. Some will see this roundabout as a traffic disruption in the hustle and bustle of getting from here to there. We see it as an opportunity to slow down, to reflect, to remember, and to leave this place a better person for the experience. If only they could see what we see. And now they can. Some passerbys will still see concrete and rebar and steel, but we see strength with all its stains and imperfections, but standing proudly in a 15-foot diameter, truly representing this circle of community, this massy hill. It is no longer a simple city street with monuments laid side to side. It's not public art meant to be interpreted. It's a community story meant to be shared, tied together in a continuous circle, with each look offering a new story to tell, a new memory to recall, a new face to remember, a new smile to share. It tells our community story, a story that revolved around the family, the church, the mill, athletics, and Massey Hill School. Some will see the mill house and wonder where those went. We see families gathered around the table for Sunday dinners with homemade biscuits and sweet tea with ice from the Winslow Street Ice House. We see Nick Horn's garage and the dirt streets that connected us together. We see the old Massey home place behind the large elm trees right past Oak Street. We see window fans and oil heat and black and white TV from Gary Warner's and groceries from Ralph King's or Shaw Dallas's. We see GTOs and Supersports and city buses with Coke bottle caps on the front. We see Steve's Tower in the Sky, Tater and Cush playing on the Lakedale baseball diamond, and I.B. Julian helping solve problems with the guys at Dave Arp's Barbershop. We see Charlie Grady's store where a dime would buy you a 12-ounce Pepsi and a large cinnamon bun. We see the mill families in shotgun houses on laid-out streets named Burnett and Cowan and Henry, Cooper and Powell and Puritan and Homewood. Some will see the church and wonder where it's located. They'll see Massey Hill Baptist and Carroll Memorial and Victory Methodist. But we see Comfort Presbyterian and Calvary Methodist and Good Shepherd Episcopal. We see S.J. Porter and Reverend D.H. Louder and Pastor Art Tatum. We hear Tony Buchanan preaching and singing from the pulpit. We see a time when the mills are operating and the churches are full. We remember prayer in the schools and when memorizing Bible verses was just what you did. We remember Sunday and Wednesday night services, homecomings with fried chicken and collard greens and tent revivals, high school baccalaureate services, vacation Bible school, our cherished weddings, and our sitting up with the dead. We remember Oral Roberts on TV and Brother Strickland on the radio. We remember a time when faith played an important role in family and in the life and the humble homes of Massey Hill. Some will see the textile mill and wonder where they ever went, but we will see Elsie and Charles and Tishy and Leonard and Hector's mom, Vernon, Mr. Riley, Edith Sellers, Leslie Lancaster, Ralph Parker, and the other doffers and spinners working in 90-degree heat with no air conditioning, happy to have a job and waiting for another 5-year pin from the mill with a small gemstone that might as well have been the Hope Diamond. We see Elmer and Sterling climbing on the mill water towers and hoping to avoid being caught by Deputy Sheriff Casey Hall. We see 4th of July vacation weeks and the Lakedale Pond, the mill store, and the bags of fruit and candy distributed by the mills to all the kids at Christmas. We remember when Burlington didn't mean coat factory, but rather a pay envelope each Friday. Some will see the football player and wonder about the number he wears. We see the great athletes that played here and know that people can't think of Massey Hill and not of athletics, of state championships, and undefeated seasons. We speak proudly of the pirate battles on the field and of Hoggy's battles off. We see Coach Y.A. Howard and Coach Chapman walking the sidelines leading Moose and Tommy and Junior and Cotton and Sterling and Joanne, Don and Frank, Ronnie and Terry and Joy and Hubert to success in athletics and in life. We see our brand new gym in letter sweaters and pep rallies and homecoming bonfires. We see popcorn and Cokes and Converse and cheerleaders and strikeouts. There's J.H. McIntyre pulling the chains on the sidelines, and Doobie and Buck and Hilda and Bill and Joan and Jack and Rachel cheering the players on from the stands. Some will see the American flag and wonder why, but we see Cyrus Adcox, who left Victory Mill only to become Cumberland County's first casualty in World War I. We see all of those who served in America's wars. We see Clayton as he leaves for Korea, and Billy and Nikki, and all those who went to Vietnam, and Robert Patterson, who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor while serving there. We see those like County Commissioner Frank Barrett, and Derb, and Marion, and Moose, and Pete, and Alex, and Jackie, and Larry, and Tony, too. Those who served honorably in public service throughout the region and state. We see 4th of July's and picnics and American Legion baseball games and watermelon and ice cream. We see Norman Rockwell's America in the faces of Massey Hill. Some will see the schoolhouse and wonder whatever happened to Massey Hill. We see Hattie Carver in the first class in 1897 with students with good Massey Hill names like Melvin and Barrett and Manis. We see principals V.C. Mason and Benny Pierce. We see Wilma Godman teaching Macbeth and Henrietta Barber's annual club working on the pirate. There's Mary Packer dissecting a frog and Larry Lancaster chasing down some drugstore cowboy. We see Al Bean's guidance and counsel and Charles Carr and Ken Diagram Moody. We smell white shoulders and Vitalis and English leather. We see DuckTales and Saddle Oxfords and Pearls and Madras and Standing for Seniors. We see school mascots and beauty pageants and key clubs and Ouijans and linen fogs and fraternity jackets. We hear announcements each morning from the principal's office and song dedications every Saturday on the Key Club's Pirate 60 show. We see Miss Dees and Miss Duffer helping us cross the road to the drugstore where we stand in line for 10-cent hot dogs and orangeades. And we see Mel and John painting Crew of 72 on the roof of the science building. Again and again, our memories bring us back. Back to the tie that binds us to this special place. Back to the school. Back to the hill. As we leave here tonight, we don't know what the future holds, but we know where we've been. We had little, but we had everything. We had each other. One thing we do know, after tonight, none of us will ever look at this public art, this circle of community, the same way again. If only they could see what we see. And now they can. Amen.